Spencer Davis Group, featuring Spencer Davis, has died at the age of 81. He was the son of a paratrooper born in Swansea in 1939 and first started learning harmonica and the accordion at the age of six. He moved to London and worked for the Silver Service, but later relocated to Birmingham, where he taught German by day and played in local clubs at night. He formed a band called The Saints with Bill Wyman and performed folk music with Christine Perfect, who, as Christine McVie, became a core member of Fleetwood Mac. But it was with his rock group, the Spencer Davis Group, that he struck gold, formed in 1963. Featured Spencer Davis on guitar, Stevie Winwood on organ and vocals, his brother Muff on bass, and Peter York on drums. R.I.P. Spencer Davis. Now, moving more and sitting less is key to keeping fit both physically and mentally as we get older. Our US researchers have found the more physical activity an older person does and less time they spend sedentary, the better their health. The study carried out by the American Cancer Society and published in the journal Cancer looks at adults who'd survived cancer and those who were cancer-free. Dr. Erica Rees-Punier, who led the research, said the findings reinforced the importance of moving more and sitting less for both physical and mental health, no matter your age or history of cancer. It's especially relevant now, as so many of us, particularly cancer survivors, may be staying home to avoid COVID-19 exposure and may be feeling a little isolated or down. A simple walk or other physical activity that you enjoy may be good for your mind and body. Researchers looked at the time spent doing physical activity and being sedentary and their overall well-being of almost 78,000 participants. Now, regardless of cancer history, the differences in all-round mental and physical health between the most and least active and the least and most sedentary were considered clinically meaningful. Findings revealed regular, moderate, top, vigorous intensity physical activity and decreasing sitting time was a reasonable strategy to improve quality of life in older men and women with or without a prior cancer diagnosis. So get moving. It's 8:13.
And now it's time for Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Riviera Radio.
It's Woofer of the Week time and a very woofy Wednesday morning to you, Dawn Howard.
Thank you very much, Rob Harrison.
And how are you today, all right?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, so what have we got?
I'll warn you, we have cuteness overload today. We have a female pointer Labrador cross who is looking for a perfect forever home. She's nearly 4 months old and she's called Rosanna. She'll grow to be a medium-sized dog, and she's sociable and could live with other pets. Because of her young age, she needs an active owner who can commit to starting her training now and be around for most of the day. And if you think that could be you, then please contact the Song Collier Shelter in the Var. They've had to adapt to the way they work recently, as so many have done. So to give visitors the time they need, they ask that you pre-book your visit. And if you think she could be the one for you, then you can call them on 06-81195721. And you can also email them at SCP, that stands for Song Collier Provence, SCP83@orange.fr.
All I want to do is see you in the morning light, Rosanna. It's got to be that one, isn't it, really?
Yeah. It really does.
Okay. Did you notice that all Toto's songs end in an A?
I didn't know that. Is it true?
Well, a lot of them do. Rosanna, Pollyanna, Africa, and some others I can't quite think of at the moment.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if that was deliberate or just by chance.
Keep it up your sleeve for your next pub quiz.
Okie doke.
Thanks, Dawn. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rob.
That was Woofer of the Week. For more details about this week's Woofer, go to the 106.5 Riviera Radio page on Facebook or our website at rivieraradio.mc. Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Woof Vieira Radio.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
I'm Rob Harrison with the top stories across the Riviera. France is to bestow the country's highest honour posthumously on the 47-year-old teacher who was barbarically murdered outside the school where he taught last Friday. Samuel Paty is to be awarded the Légion d'honneur and his life is to be marked at a special ceremony at the Sorbonne University in Paris later today. Mr. Paty, a history and geography teacher, was decapitated by an 18-year-old radicalised Chechen refugee after the end of class last week after he'd used a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad as part of a school curriculum freedom of expression lesson. The murders sparked horror across the country and the government's move to crack down on online Islamist extremism. 9 people are still being questioned in police custody in connection with the murder. Meanwhile, a source close to the investigation has told French media the father of one of the students in Mr. Patti's class, who called for social media protests against him, had exchanged text messages with his killer. BFM TV says the messages were exchanged on WhatsApp, but the contents have not been divulged. French authorities have moved to close a mosque in northern Paris as part of efforts to clamp down on Islamist extremism. The mosque, which regularly attracts around 1,500 worshippers, had posted a Facebook video about Samuel Paty a few days before he was murdered. The video is heavily critical of the dead teacher's decision to show his class caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. The mosque is to be closed for 6 months on the orders of the French Interior Minister, Gérald Darmanin. French government officials have met with senior executives from Facebook, Twitter and Snapchat with a view to combating what the Interior Ministry has described as cyber Islamicism. The junior Interior Minister, Marlène Schiappa, has suggested that Samuel Paty's murder should act as a catalyst for new legislation in France and possibly across the entire EU to make social media companies more accountable for the content they allow to be published. More than 240 people in France have died from Islamist violence since 2015, prompting opposition politicians to accuse the government of taking tough but failing to act decisively. The cost of flooding to private property in the southeast of the country during Storm Alex on the 2nd of October has been given a provisional price tag of €210 million. The French Federation of Insurers says that 14,000 claims have been made, but it's too early to say what the final cost will be. Large areas of the Roya, Tina and Vessibi valleys suffered extensive flood damage during the storm, and the claims made are all from private property holders, businesses and farmers. 72% of claims made concern damage to property, with 25% coming from business and agriculture and 3% from vehicle owners. The limit for making an insurance claim from damage sustained during the storm has been extended until the 15th of November, as some areas are still inaccessible, so the final bill is likely to be substantially higher. The estimates does not take into account damage sustained to public buildings and infrastructure such as roads and bridges. French police have issued more than 3,000 fines since a curfew was imposed in Paris and several other large cities on Saturday. Some 20 million French people are subject to the emergency regulations, which will be enforced for at least a month and require people to stay at home between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. The Interior Ministry says that people are by and large respecting the rules, with police issuing fines of €135 for those who break the curfew, with penalties rising to up to €3,750 for repeat offenders, as well as 6 months in prison. There have been warnings that Nice and other towns in the Alpes-Maritimes could see a curfew imposed soon if cases of COVID-19 continue to rise. The mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi, has said that hospital intensive care beds in the Alpes-Maritimes are rapidly filling up, and he fears the departments will soon be placed in the red zone for COVID-19 infections. The number of people killed on French roads fell by 11.3% in September compared with figures from the same period in 2019. 275 people died in road accidents last month compared with 310 in September 2019. All accidents were up, though, by 0.9% to 6,320. Numbers of cyclists killed in fatal accidents rose alarmingly last month to 37 compared with 22 in September 2019. Cycling has become increasingly popular this year as the penny drops about climate change and also as a result of a lack of public transport during lockdown. 83 cyclists have been killed in a road accident so far this year. And Storm Barbara is sweeping across the southwest of France with 12 departments on the weather alert. Météo France says the storm is already being felt in the Pyrenees and is set to hit the massive Centrale today. Some areas could see flooding of up to 2 months' worth of rain, forecast in 24 hours, and winds gusting in excess of 200 kilometres an hour in places. The worst of the weather should pass by this evening.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, the group stage of the European Champions League, got underway last night with Chelsea and Sevilla sharing a goalless draw at Stamford Bridge in Group E, and Manchester United picking up a great 2-1 away win at Paris Saint-Germain in Group H with Marcus Rashford scoring the winner. Here's more from BBC Sport.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Manchester United and Chelsea have both been in opening action from the group stage of the European Champions League. And United had a 2-1 victory away at the French side Paris Saint-Germain in Group H, as correspondent John Murray reports.
Just like their last meeting in the Parc des Princes last year, Marcus Rashford scored the decisive late goal to swing it Manchester United's way. With both sides missing key players through injury, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's 3-5-2 formation held the French champions at bay, with David De Gea having a good night in goal. And United went in front midway through the first half through a retaken Bruno Fernandes penalty. PSG drew level through a Martial own goal 10 minutes into the second half, but the arrival of Pogba as a substitute eased the pressure, and he set up Rashford for a pinpoint finish that made it a great start to the group stage for United.
And in Group E, Chelsea were held 0-0 at home by the Spanish team Sevilla. Boss Frank Lampard was happy his side didn't concede a goal.
Sevilla were a top team in European football, there's no doubt. And the concentration, the focus that you need in the Champions League to get a result, as in to get a clean sheet tonight, was big from the team. Decisions they made, decisions when we defended well, decisions when we played longer as opposed to keeping possession. I thought there were a lot of good decisions tonight, so really nice base for us to build from.
Manchester United and Liverpool are thought to be two of the five Premier League sides involved in talks over a proposed $6 billion US European Premier League featuring the top clubs from across the continent. Discussions are thought to be at an early stage, but it would involve replacing the Champions League with a new format. For more football news on the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
There are eight more Champions League games tonight, including Manchester City against Porto in Group C and Ajax against Liverpool in Group D. In the English Championship last night, Middlesbrough were 1-0 winners of Bristol City. Coventry and Swansea drew 1-1. Huddersfield beat Derby 1-0. Millwall beat Luton 2-0. Norwich were 1-0 winners over Birmingham. Nottingham Forest and Rotherham drew 1-1. And Reading beat Wickham 1-0. And in the Scottish Premiership, Aberdeen beats Hamilton 4-2. Formula One organisers of the Australian Grand Prix say they expect to host the opening race of next season in its normal mid-March slot. This year's race in Melbourne was cancelled after a McLaren team member tested positive for coronavirus. The Australian Grand Prix chairman Andrew Westacott says that Melbourne will once again host the traditional starts for next year's season and that the race would form a significant part of the recovery of major sports and events in the state of Victoria. Rugby union, the England coach Eddie Jones says that the uncapped Worcester centre Ollie Lawrence can provide the power needed at test level. Lawrence is part of the 32-man England training squad and is contention to make his first appearance for the national side against the Barbarians at Twickenham on Sunday. Jones says the 21-year-old has a great attitude and knows what he has to do to be a test player. And in cycling, Chris Froome struggled on the opening stage of the Vuelta España as the defending champion Primoz Roglic took the opening accolades. Froome was dropped on the penultimate climb and is more than 11 minutes behind the leader. The 35-year-old says he's unsure about his fitness as he continues to recover from a horrific crash that ruled him out of both last year's Tour de France and the Vuelta.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts. Beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Outer Sea in the Var, the general situation is a large depression over the British Isles, generating a moderate to strong southeasterly flux across the Gulf of Lyon and Corsica. Winds are northeasterly, force 3 to 5, picking up to force 6. The sea is moderate, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap Ferrat, 1,024 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, cloudy, force 6 to 7 northeasterly winds, moderate to rough seas, and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are easterly, force 6 to 7. The sea is moderate to rough. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,023 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, showery, force 6 to 7. East-southeasterly winds, moderate to rough seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Mainly fine with a modest to strong southeasterly wind developing across the region. Top temperatures 20 or 21 degrees. Overnight lows 17 degrees with cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday mainly cloudy and very windy from the east tomorrow. Rain on Friday, highs of 19 to 21 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche. For 30 years, specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally, drivers in 48 departments of France might have to equip their vehicles with winter tyres next year, according to a new French law. A new government's decree gives local authorities in 48 of France's 96 mainland departements the power to impose rules requiring winter tyres from November 2021, when the rules enter the effect. The head of the department decides the list of municipalities where obligations regarding vehicle equipment applies during the winter period, said the decree. The winter period starts on November the 1st and ends on the 31st of March. Until now, winter tyres have been voluntary in France, except in special indicator cases. This is contrary to many other European countries, where they are mandated by law.